Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on March 7th, 2012, at the Top Hat, and features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Rites of Passage. This week's story comes to us from Bo Lamb and is titled Rico. Thank you for listening.
I know nothing. And actually, I have a bit of a fear of talking in front of crowds this large. However, I'm here to tell a story. I'm going to tell the story of Rico von Schmico, the Bolshevik. When I was in high school, I got in trouble, and I decided my out was to go to Catholic high school. And I met this cat, and we both like snowboarding. Jane's addiction, skateboarding. Perfect fit, right? Little note, they invited me not to come back to Catholic high school. So, but this story is about Rico and the family. There was Rico von Schmico. There was the president, mama, who was a man, grandma, who was a man. But yeah, we were getting LSD sent up from San Francisco for like $80 a sheet. So I imbibed a little. I went to all school mass. I didn't see God, but I did start to build the family. Sorry, I could have a heart attack at any second. I got a C in public speaking. But we were really good at keeping out of trouble, right? Like one time, it was my birthday. Rico von Schmico, the Bolshevik, had a car he named the Sputnik. So we drove that through 18 courses of golf holes. We got stuck in the golf, the sand traps. And then we proceeded on. And then on a back road, we see this huge pile of something, and it's time to jump. So we take Sputnik, we get to the top of this thing, and we just falter. And this, you know, we're trying to push it out, you know. And, you know, it's all in good fun. This old boy comes out, he says, "What are you doing in my pile of shit?" Like, "Sir, we really don't mean no harm. We were just trying to jump it." About this time, I mean, this is a tall pile of shit. It's like 20 foot tall. And anybody out here can raise their hand. You ever try to push a car out of a pile of manure that's 20 feet tall? Seriously. Anyways. So old boy comes out, of course, cop comes along, you know, checking us out. So we're like, old boy's like, "No, that's cool, you know. I think these boys learn the lesson if they can get their car out of that." So the whole reason I told that the poop story was we basically thought we could get away with anything. Because we usually did. One out of 100, for sure. I was editing this story in the shower before I showed up. It's been told twice, and it changes every time. So, Fast forward a couple years later, we move up from Subarus to real four-wheel drive Toyotas, you know. I did go rafting with Ricos, and he wants a... After we went rafting, he wanted to drive back to Livingston because he had to start with his father a new business where they make, you know, like those cutout silhouette lampshades and stuff. And they're doing really well. I mean, they're making like 200K a year and stuff. And this is so cool to see from my bro, who's been, you know, just like my lifeblood, man. Like my best friend. Either one of us would, you know, jump in front of a bus to save the other. I try to tell Rigo not to go back home. You stay in town, you know, we're going to party. We're going to have fun. He decides to go. And he makes it 5 minutes away from his house in Livingston, Montana, from here. And cocksucker wasn't wearing his seatbelt. And he was ejected from the vehicle and he fucking died. I hear this the next day. And I literally fell to my knees. I mean, I was on my ass. Wiped out. Crying, you know. I don't cry often. But, I go up to my friend's house up in St. Ignatius. And we're, you know, stay in this little barn. And remember how I said that I took LSD to try to see God at all school mass? It didn't work that way. I'm sitting there listening, not to the radio, but to something else. You know, like a CD, I don't even remember. And all of a sudden it just hushes out. And I hear a little like banjo song. And Rico's laugh, laughing hysterically. And then I knew that there is an afterlife. Good people go to it. You don't have to be religious. Well, we're all going to join together. Be good people.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. TopHatMissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. GarageTees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. QuickJosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards and music. Great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for May 29th at the Top Hat. Find us on Twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. Twitter.com/TellUs. And Facebook and at TellUsSomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? To pitch your story, please call 203 4683.